however the website made, it's really, you know, based on the words and context when someone looks it up, you know, whether what kind of work I'm looking for. So with the lawn company, we also do tree work and landscaping. So if I had a website, I'd like to, you know, advertise for all of that.
Tree but service.
It's kind of under the same umbrella.
Right. It definitely is. Okay, let me ask Paul about the tree service and the landscaping keywords as well. Hang on. Here he is to apply the rate for me.
Oh, hi there, Kevin. Kevin, my name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Tara, of course, wanted me to get on the line and get you the details of the service, you know, how it works and what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then she is asking for me to make it as affordable for you as I can, being that it is an established company. And also, she says you're using a lead-based service, Angie Leads. Well, happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's good, thank you. I'm just, it's a hurricane where I'm at right now, but.
Right, yeah, for real. Well, you know, I did want to be very respectful of your time. Tara's job today is to help me find the one company that we'll work with. Strict Google guidelines. We only do work with one business at a time per area and industry. That of course, in itself is quite different than a lead-based service where you get the same lead that gets sent and sold to 6 or 8 of your competitors, and then you have to fight it out in a bit of a bidding war and might not even get in touch with the people you're trying to call. But this is going to get calls directly to you. You know, people who don't know who to call, most of the time they Google it or they go on Bing. They look on their smartphone or their computer, type in the keyword or the service that they're looking for. 9 times out of 10, we call and hire someone that we see off of the first page. So our job would be, of course, to create the content necessary for Evergreen to be one of those top options. And, of course, you'll get the calls directly to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just a flat rate. It bills on a month-to-month basis, so there's no long-term contract. Our job, of course, though, is to keep your phone ringing and simply earn your business 1 month at a time. It's all the content necessary to be on the first page, all the different destinations and directories that Google wants to see, and, of course, Apple Maps, Yelp, Facebook, Super Pages. I'd want to include a Facebook paid ad campaign, a social media campaign to target your entire service area quickly, focus on even specific cities and zip codes, subdivisions, even where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And now, are you doing strictly residential work or are you looking for any commercial work too?
So I'm a full commercial business. Do a lot of residential. Now, I do a little bit of small commercial accounts, but of course, my company's open and able to, you know, take on honestly any business at this point. And I myself have promoted on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
I, you know, a radius on how, you know, where I want it promoted and everything like that.
Perfect. And,
you know, I've had good return from that. You know, people always be sliding up or messaging me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people I've never met before and say, hey, you know, we need some work. So that's worked for me before. I guess, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, and how far are you typically traveling? Like 30 miles, 50 miles?
Okay, so where I live at is we live on 30 acres and like way down a state road, so I have like a 15-mile drive into town anyways, but I'm based, my route, my kind of work area is right there in Mulberry,
right,
Highland, Highland City, Bartow, but I live in Mulberry down a state road, so about 15 miles down a state road, so I drive 50 miles down every day, but that's fine because my route's all in Mulberry, Lakeland, you know.
Okay, so you're not going to Tampa. You're keeping it a little more local, Lakeland, and.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. And then of course it's not just like lawn care and landscaping. You do tree service too. Like you're a full tree service, right? Like
yes, sir. We got
trimming, but you'll remove a tree as well, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Huge oak tree, if it falls down, they can call
us. Perfect. Nice, nice. Would you want to be found for stump removal, like existing stumps?
I can do that. I don't have a stump grinder, so I
okay. It's not something you really want to do. Gotcha. I always do ask because if you don't have the equipment, you're not really going to want to go out there and remove a stump. Obviously, you'll remove the stump for a tree that you take down. It's going to be very targeted. So not only where you want to be found, but for the services you want to be found for, and you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. So we can definitely promote you for both the landscaping and lawn care, as well as the tree removal, tree trimming, tree pruning, and those searches as well. No matter what someone types in, as long as it's a service that you provide, your business will be one of those top options. Now, Tara did not attach a website. Is there not currently a website for Evergreen?
No, ma'am. No, sir. I'm sorry. I do not have a website for Evergreen Lawns and Landscaping.
That's okay.
I've had one built before for an inflatable
okay.
business.
Gotcha. It's right.
Too much, and I had a good return on that as well.
Yeah, so you definitely understand the importance of having a website. A website's a very powerful conversion tool, but of course it only works when people see it, and since most people rarely, if ever, go past the first page when they're looking for a service, most websites end up kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. It might be there, but people won't see it. So our job, of course, would be to make sure, first of all, that you're on that first page. Although, since we offer the service on a month-to-month basis, of course, we do want you to see success right from the very beginning. And a lot of the times, what they do is they allow me to include a website for you at no additional cost. Of course, our job is not just to list you on the first page. It's to make sure that the people who see you there have the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. Now, as far as pricing goes, Tara says you've been doing this a long time. When I apply the established business rate, it actually saves you a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. We do prefer to work with companies that are established, companies that know what they're doing, companies that can handle more work and still provide quality work. And the established business rate actually is the lowest rate that we offer to the public. Like I said, you save a little over 50%. You save exactly $300 every single month that you're with us. So it's not like an introductory rate that's going to balloon up on you later on. It would bring the rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month and still worth every penny. But it would just be for you as an established business just $299, and that would be the exact amount. No taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees because the calls come directly to you. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, residential or commercial, it would still be that flat rate, that $299. Now, if I could get the website included at no additional cost, meaning we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. I'm sure that's something that you would want for your business, right?
I know that $300 a month is a price tag, but honestly, if it generated the work, that'd be fine with me.
Yeah, I mean, it's the return on your investment that's the important part of that ROI equation. Now, of course, there is $100 of Facebook ads included in that $299, so it's definitely going to get your phone ringing. Not only will you be right where someone is looking in the exact moment that they're looking for a service, whether it's tree service, lawn care, landscaping, when they're on Google or Bing typing in those types of keywords, you'll be right there as a top option. You'll also have Facebook ads. I don't think that necessarily people are going on Facebook to look for anything in particular, but when they see your ads and if they click on them, they can pick up the phone, they'll see the website that we'll build, and they'll call you directly too. Now, Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So with the $100 ad budget per month, you're looking at 400 clicks in a month just from the Facebook ads. And of course, you'll have the first page placement on Google and Bing as well. Now, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. So you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Now, keep in mind, Kevin, you'll get calls directly to you. Both residential and commercial clients will call you directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature. On the website, there will also be a contact form so people can tell you where they're located and what they want to have done. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It is still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form, though, does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even do know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, sir. One thing is I have a video that was a promotion video that was shot. I was curious, does the website video on that?
Perfect. Yeah. So if you have any videos or, of course, any photos, we can put those on your website. Now, not only would the initial construction of the website be included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website would be included as well. So we can always add new photos. When we send you more jobs, you can take new photos or videos, and we can add that to your website at no additional cost. Now, because Tara says that you've been trying Angie Leads and not really having much success from the look of it, I would be able to waive the one-time setup fee. There's normally a $299 setup fee that attaches to the first month, not for the website, but for all the additional content that we have to create up front. But I would, in fact, be able to kind of offset at least a little bit of what you spent with Angie's. I can't get that money back, of course, and, of course, I can't wear a black eye for the leads that you've gotten that didn't turn into work. But you probably spent something like $300 just to sign up with them. That annual membership fee I hear from other business owners is something like $288, $289 just to sign up with them. So I would be able to waive the $299 setup fee that would normally attach to that first month. With that, you're saving the $299 plus the $300 that you'll save every month. You're saving $599 in that first month alone. It's almost like getting the first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee, but it's even better than that because next month it won't go up to the normal $599. Like I said, for you, you're established in your trade. You'll always be established, so you'll be looking at that flat rate of $299 and save $300 every single month that you're with us. So it would just be the $299 out the door. That's with the website included and everything else. And, of course, like I said, it is month-to-month for a good reason. We get your phone ringing, and nobody cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense, and I'm sure you'll keep the service long-term as you continue to grow your business.
Yes, sir.
So is it it's Evergreen Lawns and Landscaping. Of course, you do tree service, but that's not part of the business name, right?
Correct.
And then the
The business logo, it's a big old oak tree. So, I mean, like I said,
okay. So you have a logo. Great. I was going to say, if you don't have a logo already, we'll build one for you. But certainly if you have a logo, we'll use it. And, of course, you know, we will want to talk to you a little bit about, you know, the services that you want to be found for, where you want to be found, but also things like mission statement or motto, if you've got one, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And, of course, we'll ask you to send us those photos and those videos so that we can put them on your website. And then, Kevin, when we get your phone ringing, is this number that we are speaking on, is this the number that you want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
Yes, sir.
It is. Perfect. And is it a smartphone? Can you receive text messages on this number?
Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah, like I said, most of the time you just get phone calls directly to you, but when someone fills out the lead form on your website, you do get text messages as well as emails. If it's a business email, we'll list it physically on your website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it, but it would still be attached to the contact form. And then certainly for longer pieces of information and something that we would want you to have for your records, we will email things to you from time to time. Kevin, what is a good email address either for you or for the business?
My personal email is Kevin, my first name, and then RB, R and Robert, B as in boy, 46@yahoo.com.
Okay, so KevinRB46@yahoo.com. And then when we reach out to you, like I said, your customers will call you directly, but when we reach out to you, we do use phone, text, and email. It's usually the method most appropriate to the information that we're trying to get out to you. But do you, Kevin, have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, email, text, any of those, all of those?
Phone or text.
Phone or text?
I might not know.
Yeah, that's pretty much the most common response for a service-based business. And that does kind of bring me to my next question. You are service-based, right? Meaning that you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no physical address, no showroom, brick-and-mortar location that we would be promoting for your business online?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay. The Angie's, and Tara did find it. She, I guess, looked for it. Attached to the same phone number, but it does have a physical address on there, 4165 Albritton Road D. Is that your residence?
Yeah, that's my home address, and I specifically asked for that, and I believe my email not to be on there, but...
Right, yeah. I do see addresses on Angie's that are home addresses, and, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, kind of run out of the truck. And even if you had, like, a shop where you did your paperwork or, you know, kept your equipment, if customers don't come out to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical address. They wouldn't want anyone to be able to drive out there and kind of knock on your door any more than you would. In fact, you'll just be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not any physical street address. And then, of course, we can target specifically where you most want to be found in and around the Lakeland area. And then, Kevin, what is your last name, sir?
Bly, B-L-Y.
B-L-Y. All right, Mr. Bly. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. It's a follow-up call with our technician so we can get all of that information that I talked about earlier. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that I am required to do, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're actually waiving the setup fee, of course, reducing the cost of the service itself, and even including the website at no additional cost. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Kevin, I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Bly, give me just one second here to get that set up. Okay, so Kevin, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Bly, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Evergreen Lawns and Landscaping.
Okay. That's how I have it. And just to make sure, the and between the lawns and landscaping, that's the ampersand, right? The symbol for the word and, not A-N-D spelled out?
I'm sorry?
The and is the symbol, right? The ampersand, not A-N-D?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. That's how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Kevin Bly, and owner.
Okay. Mr. Bly, as the owner of Evergreen Lawns and Landscaping, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Kevin, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Of course. And then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to contact you directly. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Bly, of course, you would agree to that, right? Perfect. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask, and of course it's month to month, the reason we ask is all the content that we will be creating for your business. We would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that it's our job to make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Bly, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is always accurate. Kevin, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you, and we will make sure that no physical address appears for the business online. We will do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with the setup fee waived, with the website included, and of course, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 30th of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And Kevin, that $299 is in fact both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard cost of the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website, again, is included at no additional cost, meaning that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 30th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no long-term contract, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And of course, you can pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, the service could in fact be paused seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Bly, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Kevin, is simply because we are in fact closed on the weekend. Mr. Bly, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Kevin, that does in fact conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Kevin, what does work best for you, sir?
I could just use my Capital One card. But my question is, of course, anybody else would be able to look up the business and it'll pop up
on
top of the website.
Correct. Yeah. So go ahead.
Just make up towards the top of the website.
Right. Yeah. So you'll have not only your website will pop up, you'll have what Google calls the knowledge panel. It's basically like a virtual or digital brochure for your business. So even before they click on it, they can see the name of the business. They can see the link to the website, kind of bullet points for the services and photos even before they click on that. And then, of course, the website is linked there too. So they'll be able to click on the website and all the information that we'll have for your business will be right on that website. Any mission statement or tagline right there, of course, all the services that you provide as well.
Yes, sir. Okay, so I guess my last question is, you guys will make the website, everything like that, say we're going on for a couple months,
mm-hmm.
2 or 3 months, and for even, it's just not generating enough work or some same problem I'm having with it. So right now.
It's not going to be like that, but yeah, so yeah, your question is the website, right?
Yes, sir. So if 3 months down the road, something doesn't work out, will I still have, access to my website, or how does that work?
Sure. So, yeah. So, of course, any website needs to be hosted for people to see it. If you decide that you want to stop using the service, we can either continue to simply host the website for you for just a small hosting fee, or we can transfer the domain over to you. So you're not going to lose what we're doing here. In fact, we would set up the Google listing with you as the owner and with us just having managerial access to it. So you would still have an increased online presence above and beyond what you have now, even if you end up stopping the service at some point.
Yes, sir. That all sounds good with me.
Perfect. So if you want to go ahead and read that card 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back to you at the end for accuracy.
Okay. I'm sorry. I really should have thought about this before I go handing out my card number. The Splash Company, is it a local business in Mulberry? Are you guys...
Well, let me do this for you because I do want you to see exactly who you're talking to and what we're doing here. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website, and I'm going to send you right now a link to the pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. It's an SMS message through the computer, but it does work exactly like a text message, so you should receive that. At the very top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So like I said earlier, you are going to be able to track your success. You'll have 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. You can actually upload photos there, request content changes. You can even make changes to your website on your own if you like. Or, of course, a lot of our clients just want us to make those changes. So you can always either text or email us content requests. And, of course, we'll make those changes for you at no additional cost. You can monitor and manage your reviews right from your tracking system. There's a separate tab for reviews, and you'll have reviews on multiple platforms as we are creating different directory submissions for your business. Wherever those reviews originally populate, they will repopulate right on your tracking and reporting system. So you can request reviews or respond to reviews. We would even respond to those reviews for you on your behalf if you wanted to. There's no additional cost for that. We have been in business since 2004, so later on this year we will celebrate our 19th anniversary. That's a long time for really any company, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting companies on the first page of the internet. That is a long time. We do have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating, and of course, being that it's month to month, we really do need to get your phone ringing to earn your business and have you be a satisfied client. If you scroll down about halfway, it says Google Ads Partner, and there's a little box that has a colorful Google G in there, and then it says Google Partner. Kevin, that is not just copy and paste it off the internet. That is our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. You can click right on that box. If you click on that box, it goes directly to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that local splash is a Google partner. And, of course, that makes a big difference. When Google makes changes to their map or pack algorithm, they do let us know so that we can make sure that you've got the right content online to always be on that first page. Now, where it says SEO packages, we're talking again about the Platinum package. That's the one that's listed $599 with the $299 setup fee. Like I said, I would waive the setup fee and reduce the cost every month from $599 down to $299. That's a real budget-friendly and cost-effective way to cover a service area like yours. And, of course, there are some other bells and whistles off of the other packages that I would be able to include, like the review request, Amazon Alexa, things like that. I can include that in the Platinum package at no additional cost. To answer your question directly, we are headquartered in California the same way that Google and Facebook are based in California, but our service area is all of the United States and Canada as well.
Okay, I guess I'm sorry, one more question, but Google Ads, is any way, can we include that in the
We could. We could include the Google Ads. That's like an AdWords campaign or pay-per-click on Google. That's the Platinum package. Now, I can reduce the cost of it by basically 50% again, but Google raised their minimum required ad spend about 3 years ago from $100 a month to $300 a month. So if you wanted to add Google Ads and have the pay-per-click on Google, it would be an extra $300. So if you were wanting to keep the Facebook ads, you'd be looking at $599 a month. If you wanted to kind of swap out the Facebook ads and replace them with Google Ads, then you're looking at $499 a month, and $300 of that would be the Google ads. Like I said, the $299 includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. A lot more budget-friendly, where Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents a click. Google ads could be $3, $5, or even $15 per click, depending on the keyword. That's why it's not always budget-friendly for small businesses, but it's still cost-effective. It's still a very great way to brand your business online, and it would still pay for itself. I mean, it's not like you're a hair salon or a doggy walker, right? You don't need 15 jobs to be profitable with this. I think even one job, whether it's like a landscape install or a tree removal, or even if it's recurring maintenance, it would be worth doing. We could add the Google Ads, but like I said, it would add an additional $300 a month to the cost of the service.
That's okay. We'll start at this.
You can always add the ads in later on. If you find out that you're getting good work but still want more work, we can always talk later about adding the Google ads in.
All right. That sounds good.
So, Kevin, on this particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
My name.
Is it just Kevin Bly, first and last, or is there any middle initial on there?
There's an R in the middle.
R, okay. The middle initial of R is on there. And then I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5156.
Okay.
7694.
Yes, sir.
0363.
I'm sorry, could you say that again? It was 03, and it broke up a little bit.
43.
43?
Four,
okay. Yes, sir.
And then 4666. There's 6 at the end.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
0926.
09 of 2026. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
The 009.
009 on the back of the card. So I've got 009 on the back, and then I've got September or 09 of 2026 for the expiration date. And then, Mr. Bly, the card itself, was it 51, 56, 76, 94, 03, 43, 46, 66?
Yes, sir.
And then does that bill at the 4165 Albritton Road D, 33860 for the zip code?
Yes.
Okay, it does.
Yes.
And then in the next minute or so here, you are going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. And it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But, Kevin, if you've got a pen handy now, I'd be more than happy to give you that information.
Okay, I just type it down on my note.
That's exactly what I do. I just put it in my phone, and then I'll make a contact out of it later if I need to. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. Mr. Bly, if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, like I said, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Looks like the very first available would be at noon, and then there's also a 1 o'clock, and then this afternoon there's a 4, 5, or a 6 o'clock. Did you want something as soon as possible or a little later on today?
We can do 1 o'clock, and that technician will help me set up my website and everything like that.
Yeah, that's exactly the whole point of that conversation, is to get all the information that we need to build out the website and promote your business. So we'll do 1 o'clock. It'll be scheduled from 1 until 2, but the call itself would get to you just a few minutes after the start of the hour, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning to kind of introduce you to your interview technician and answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. If I am already on a call and I don't get a lot of advance notice, so I don't know if it's going to be 105 or 110 when they're ready to call you, but if I am already on a call, they will call you on their own. They'll do a very good job of taking care of you. Of course, they'll have your file. Just in case I'm not on that call, or I guess even if I am, I did want to set up a little bit of added security here on your account, just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are affiliated with Evergreen Lawns and Landscaping, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, Kevin, we are still going to ask you for the answer to the question. More importantly, Mr. Bly, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are either with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And, of course, your options here would be simply the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
You could do my first pet's name, which was
okay.
Lola.
Is that L-O-L-A, Lola?
Yep.
Okay, got it. Type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email that our system should have sent out or the text message? Looks like our system sent everything out already. Yeah. Looks like you got a few emails already, the welcome email with the client support information that I already did give you, and then also the Local Splash initial invoice. That's the one that we want you to see. If you can click on that now, It'll say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is attached below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here, Kevin, is hyperlinked. If you click on it, it does go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we will be providing for you, beginning with the business profile, Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see there?
I see Hello Kevin Bly. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yep, everything we went over in the voice verification is here, the custom website. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across, and above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. That we do want you to click on, and then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either copy and paste your name exactly as it appears or type it in. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, so the K, R, and B, of course, capitalized. The middle initial of R is there, but not a period after the R. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. But once you've got Kevin R. Bly in that long box, click the confirm signature box below it. Mr. Bly, that actually does a few things. First of all, it does let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived the setup fee, reduced the cost, that we've included the website, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that if it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Yeah, I'm setting up the username and password right now.
Actually, you don't have to do that. In fact, if you tried to do it now, it would give you an error message that the page has not been created yet. It's coming from our automated system and the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. So it's asking you to actually log into your tracking system right now. I will give you your username because that has been assigned and it cannot be changed. But once we do your client interview, maybe a day or so after, you'll receive by text and email both this username and a default password. You can change the password once you log in. That password hasn't even been assigned yet. And like I said, your tracking system isn't active already anyway. But that's just what the automated system thinks you're trying to do, which is to access your tracking system. Your username is easy to remember. It is your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So your username is just going to be 863-255-9986. That'll always be your username. Like I said, once you get into your system, you can change your default password, which hasn't even been assigned yet. In any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email address, please do include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. And then, of course, we'll easily access that information and forward it out to the right department. Mr. Bly, you can send anything and everything to that support email, although when we do your client interview in the 1 o'clock hour, they'll give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com. You can always email the photos team directly. Now, at noon, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that call itself is scheduled in the 1 o'clock hour. And I'm sending you right now a calendar invite. The calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, if I am in between calls when our technician is ready in that 1 o'clock hour, I will speak with you again briefly at the beginning of that phone call. Whether I am or not, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited, actually, to get this going for you, get that website up and running for you, get your phone ringing, residential and commercial clients calling you. And, of course, we really are hoping to get your phone ringing, keep it ringing, and earn your business just 1 month at a time. Real pleasure speaking with you today, Mr. Bly, and I do hope that I'll speak with you again in that 1 o'clock hour.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. And once again, that's support@localsplash.com. I can
Correct.
Send those pictures and email or videos.
And videos, too. Absolutely. You can send anything and everything there. The photos team does have their own email, and it's photos@localsplash.com. But anything and everything can be sent to that support email, and we'll just forward it to the right department.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do it to photos@localsplash.com. But all right, thank you.
All right, no problem. I appreciate your time, Mr. Bly. Real pleasure speaking with you, and we'll talk to you again in that 1 o'clock hour.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.